Hello and welcome. In our last episode, as a way to prevent bloatware, we talked about root access. But what is root access? We didn't really get into that. Well, in the next few minutes, you'll know just a bit more. So I'm going to start this off the same way that I've started off every other topic involving root access, otherwise known as rooting, and just saying I don't condone rooting unless you are a more advanced user that knows really what you're doing. In which case, if you are, then there's really no reason to be listening to this podcast here. But let's talk about it a little bit. Let's learn about it a little bit. When I say rooting, it is the process of gaining root access to the file system of your mostly Android device. So when you root your device, you gain access to the hardware. It is a process that provides you with privileged control, which is known as root access. It allows users who use Android-based devices to use that device to the fullest. Rooting is often performed with the goal of overcoming limitations set by carriers, hardware manufacturers, and just Google in general, because Android is, as we've discussed before in episode 5, open source. Basically, rooting gives you abilities to alter or replace system applications and settings, run specialized apps that require a root, or just generally perform tasks and run apps and change settings that would, again, generally just not be allowed by your carrier, your manufacturer, Google, anyone really. On some devices, rooting can allow you to actually remove or replace the operating system on the device. For example, if you have a Samsung phone and you don't want your Samsung operating system, but you want the one that comes on a Pixel phone, you can do that with some devices. So really, to make it short, sweet, and to the point, rooting really just lets you change system settings and replace your operating system and basically just do whatever it is that you want with the hardware that you're given. And basically eliminate the short list of things that Google already doesn't let you do. So what are some advantages of rooting? Well, basically, some of the advantages of rooting include the possibility for complete control over the appearance, feel, and behavior of the device. As a super user, which is one of the terms of rooting, you become a super user, you have access to the device's system files, as I said, all aspects of the operating system can be customized. Really, the only limitation is the level of your coding expertise. But in turn, some of the advantages to rooting, as we said, are complete control over the look and feel of your user interface, the ability to terminate misbehaving and or unresponsive system tasks manually, the ability to bypass restrictions set by vendors, so your manufacturer, your carrier, or Google, the ability to downgrade applications directly without uninstalling them or so deleting your user data, the ability to control battery charge current, the ability to limit charging capacity so that you can reduce the battery wear down, and just various other things like that. Again, rooting basically allows you to essentially control everything. So should you root your device? That I can't exactly say, but people have different reasons to want to root their devices. Some do it just because they can, or some feel like they paid for the hardware, so they should be able to take full advantage of it and do whatever it is they like. Others want to be able to add things that aren't there, or be able to fix things that are there but don't work the way they would like to. People may buy a phone because they like the phone itself, but they hate the software. Again, my example, the Samsung operating system. You may not like it, you may like it. I actually do, but... And then you may want a different operating system. So, the most popular reason for people to root is because they simply want to get rid of all the bloatware, which is why we're talking about rooting right after bloatware. So, long story short, rooting your device may be a good option for you, may not. Again, I can't tell you whether it is or not, but what I can tell you is to do your research. Now, how to actually root depends on what device you have. It's different from device to device. All of them have been designed so that they're hard to root, because if it were easy for you to root your device, device, then it would be just as easy for someone who knows how to do it to root your device and have access to all your files, all your data, and all of that. So, in layman's terms, and I've said this, there's really no one way to root your device. As with everything else in Android, every manufacturer has their own way of doing things. So that'll involve a lot of research on your particular device. And once again, let me just say it, root your device at your own discretion. I would make sure you know what you're doing. So either way, just be safe or smart about it. And as always, stay safe and healthy out there, and goodbye for now.